Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. You can give us a call toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here with us this afternoon. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to come on the air today. We just thank you for the opportunity that's been given to us. Pray that we could be a blessing. Pray that we could be an encouragement to somebody today, that we might be able to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about, that we might be able to encourage believers with the things that we look at today. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, it's so good to be with you today. And wow, what a beautiful day here in northeastern Ohio. Even the sun peeked out it's gone back behind the clouds, but it had actually peeked out for a little bit here before the program started. The sun actually kind of came out, was bright there for a few minutes, but temperature is really nice, though. I saw in the news this morning that a week from today we're supposed to have a high in the mid-30s and snow. But today it's pushing 60, I guess. I'm not sure what the exact temperature is right now. It's supposed to be warmer this weekend, and then after Sunday it's supposed to be starting downhill. And we shouldn't be surprised. It's December after all, and we're getting into December. It's hard to believe, but Christmas Day is just 2 weeks from today. It doesn't feel like that outside. It really doesn't. My wife and I spent 4 years in the Samoan Islands, and while we were down there, of course, yeah, it was summer all year round, and so having Christmas with the palm trees and warm temperatures in the 80s and things like that, it didn't quite feel as much like Christmas being born and raised here in Northeast Ohio. I still like the nice chill in the air and a nice coating of snow on the ground when we get in up to Christmas time. So maybe we'll see that yet. I think maybe my ideal weather, I'd like to see it snow and get cold for about the middle of December until about the middle of February. That's long enough to put some snow out on for the people to ski on a little bit and play in and get tired of it and then move on to some warmer weather, not hot weather. I like spring and I like autumn. I like the moderate temperatures. Then in summer it gets a bit hot. So have about a month or so of summer. That would be nice. And then nice long spring and nice long autumn. I'd be content with that, I think. But regardless of that, I hope that you're having a good day today. And like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call at 888-677-9673. I want to mention a couple things coming up here, too. Of course, at our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, we have a Christmas Eve candlelight service coming up on December 24th. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And we meet at we'll be meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, which is located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Easy to get to if you're in Akron, easy to get to if you're in Cleveland. We're pretty much easy to get to from just about everywhere because of all the highways that come through Richfield. In fact, the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, where we meet, is located right where the turnpike, the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, crosses Interstate 77. And in fact, the room that we meet in, you can actually look out, especially this time of year without the leaves on the trees, you can see the toll booths for the Ohio Turnpike. That's how close we are to that. And so encourage you, if you are not doing anything on this Christmas Eve and you would like to Just get away for a few minutes and take a break from the hustle and bustle of everything going on, and just take a few minutes to get together with some other believers and enjoy a little fellowship. We'll sing some Christmas carols, some Christmas songs, good hymns of the faith, talking about the birth of Christ. We'll celebrate that way. And then we have our annual Christmas reading that we'll be doing there at our Christmas Eve candlelight service. And then at the conclusion, we'll be lighting some candles. We like to turn the lights down, light some candles, and then stand around the room and give everybody a chance that wants to share something that they feel blessed in the past year over, and thank God for something maybe. And it's just a nice special evening. It's a time to just relax and to, like I said, take a break from the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season. It can get pretty busy sometimes. Everybody trying to get just the right gift, trying to get all the parties arranged, make it here, do this, do that, go there. And we like to take a few moments on a Christmas Eve just to set apart some time to remember Jesus Christ, the one that we celebrate the birth of on Christmas Day. And so again, if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you. That's 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. That's Thursday, December 24th, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, right there where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 meet. And we'd love to have you visit with us. And of course, we'd love to have you visit at any of our services there as well. We meet there every Friday night. If you listen to the close of the program, you'll hear the invitation to visit our Friday night Bible study. We'll be there this Friday night, tonight, and next Friday night. But just a note on Christmas Day, which is going to be on Friday next in 2 weeks from today, we will not be having our Friday night Bible study. Instead, we're going to be meeting on Christmas Eve for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. But we'll be back on our Friday evening there with New Year's Eve, or I'm sorry, New Year's Day. We'll be meeting there for that. But we invite you to come out and visit there. And then our church meets there every Sunday. We have our morning service at 11 o'clock, and I'm currently preaching through the book of Acts in our 11 o'clock service. And then we have an evening service every Sunday night there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, and I'm currently preaching through the book of Psalms on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. We also have a Bible study at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning as well, and we're studying the temple in Jerusalem right at the moment. So invite you to visit us there. And again, our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, we meet for our services at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. We'd love to see you there. And if you need directions, I always say if you Google Richfield Holiday Inn Express, you can find us the easiest that way. And again, I want to thank everybody that prays for our program as we think of this time of the year and the blessings that we have this time of year. And we're just so thrilled that we're able to be on the radio and to be able to do what we do, and to be able to bring these programs to you, encourage people. And if we're a blessing to you and you get a chance to meet us sometime, we'd love to have you come out and visit at our church. Wanted to share a couple of things also here. And again, if you have a call, I always like it when I get calls, because I think it makes the program more interesting when callers call in. But our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, again, as I said, we'd love to get you on the phone with us here this afternoon, and we can get you on the air here. But in the meanwhile, I want to go over to the book of Job, and Job is an interesting book. And I remember talking to a lady one time, and she said it was her favorite book of the Bible. And I always thought, boy, that almost seems, you know, kind of like a downer to think of Job, you know, all the stuff that he went through. You know, we even have the expression, you know, that person has the patience of Job. And we think about all the trials that Job went through. But I help out on another program, and it's another program that's actually on this station. Some of you know evangelist Bruce Musselman, and he has a program, Where Is God's Word, that's on Tuesday nights, I believe at 7:30 on this program. But I help him when he records that, and he usually has me do a little section in there, oftentimes talking about science in the Bible. And I was researching something for his program, and I don't always put those on this program, although some of them do find our way their way onto our website. And again, you can always find out about our program and listen to previous programs at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And I've put some of those Science in the Bible segments on there from time to time, but this one right here, I just wanted to touch on a little bit here today, too, because at this time of year, when you go out at night, one of my favorite constellations in the sky is visible, and it's the constellation Orion. And I just like that constellation. I don't know why. You know, there's some of the constellations in the sky are kind of hard to make out. My wife and I, when we were missionaries in the Samoan Islands, it was so gorgeous to look up in the night sky because there was so few nighttime lights to pollute, you know, light pollution to wash out the stars. You could see the Milky Way. So just absolutely stunning. If you've ever been in an exceptionally dark area, we have dark sky that you can see much more than what you can see if you're in the Akron, Cleveland area. All the city lights and everything wash out the stars. But Orion is a constellation that comes up in the fall, and it lasts through the winter, and then in the spring it goes back down, and you can't see it in the northern hemisphere during the summertime. But in Job chapter 38, and in verse number, verse number 31 and 32, the Bible says, God speaking to Job, and he's challenging him. He says, "Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season, or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons?" And this is an interesting statement there, because there's the constellation of the Pleiades, which is also called the Seven Sisters, is a group of stars that are kind of bound together. They're all going in the same direction. They're kind of held together gravitationally. And these things are sort of an open star cluster, and you can see it in the night sky. And sometimes it's harder to pick out. Sometimes it's hard to pick out all much more than five or six of them because of, you know, the lights that we have around here. But this group actually has hundreds of stars in it that you can see if you have look at it through a telescope. They've identified some 250 stars, I guess, at least. And this group was all kind of held together by gravitational bonds. And it's interesting when God challenges Job. He says, "Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades?" And of course, Job could not do that, but God could, and he has. And science tells us that is true. And that's amazing when you think about that. And then he talks about loosening the bands of Orion. And the bands of Orion, the belt of Orion is what that's referring to there. And the belt of Orion, Orion's a tremendous, a constellation. You can pick out the belt pretty easy. If you go out at night, you can see Orion rising in the east toward the southeast. And during the course of the night as it comes up, you can see the belt very clearly. Three stars about the same brightness and about the same distance apart, forming a straight line. And these three stars, actually it's two stars, Anilam and Mintaka, and the other is actually a star cluster called Alnitak, and it's a star cluster that you can't really tell that with the naked eye. It takes the telescope to tell us that. But these stars are actually drifting apart, and so the belt or the bands of Orion, you know, think of the belt being that like a band that went around to hold the garment together in the ancient type of dress. And those stars are drifting apart, and they're loosed. And of course, God is challenging Job. You can't loose them, but certainly God can, and he has, and they are loosed, and they're drifting apart. And then, of course, you can look at star Arcturus. Maseroth has to do with the 12 houses of the zodiac, and different cultures have divided the sky up into 12 sections, which corresponds our 12 months, if you think about it in that sense. And it's been kind of taken into the wrong context by the astrologers and giving it a bad name. But this is a way that they could keep track of the course of the seasons of the year. And remember, God said in Genesis chapter 1 that the stars were for signs and for seasons. We could tell the seasons by seeing where these stars go. And so Maseroth has to do with that. And then, of course, Arcturus is a very bright star. If you follow the handle of the Big Dipper and you arc around, you arc on down to Arcturus, as somebody said one time. And it's a part of the larger Ursa Major, the Great Bear star constellation. And Arcturus is an interesting star, and God said that, can you guide Arcturus with his sons? Well, Arcturus is an interesting star, almost a rogue star, so to speak. It's traveling at they estimate 257 miles a second, and it's got a number of stars that are connected with it, about 52 they've counted so far, and they're traveling with it. They call it the Arcturus Stream, and they're actually traveling on their own, unable because of their speed to be captured by some other stars or galaxies or star clusters. And so they're guided totally by God himself, and certainly Job wasn't able to do that. And it's interesting how modern science and astronomy basically supports the truth of what God said to Job. One of the tremendous indications that the Bible itself comes from God, because how would Job have known all of these things unless God told him? Well, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We have Nancy calling in this afternoon. And Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. It's very informative. Can you tell me again when your candlelight service is Christmas Eve? I would sort of like to come if I have an opportunity.
Oh, yes. It's on Christmas Eve, December 24th. That's a Thursday this year. And it will be at 7 o'clock in the evening.
So, yeah, okay. And then also, I just wanted to, I don't like to correct you, but you said that Bruce Musselman, Brother Bruce Musselman was on at 7:30 on Tuesday, but he's on at 7.
Oh, 7 o'clock. That's right. I'm glad you corrected that. I was trying to remember. And see, I get dyslexic with numbers, I think, sometimes. And when I think it's one time, I forget, I flip them. And well, so I was going to say 7 first, and I thought, no, that's wrong. I flipped the numbers, and so I said 7:30. So I should have stuck with the first thought I had.
I think I'm a little dyslexic, too. Don't feel bad. and then I just wanted to ask you a question about finding books and, like, children's Bible stories or the children's Bible. And I wanted to buy something for my 5-year-old grandson. He's very, very interested in the Bible and loves Jesus. And at an early age, he already likes to share Jesus.
Right.
But I very, very, I was in a huge hurry. I went to Barnes & Noble bookstore in Menor, and I wanted to buy him some kind of a book, like Bible stories or a children's Bible. And I bought it very quickly. It's really, really nice. As far as it's called the Golden Children's Bible, but then when I looked through it, and I should have known better, because I've had King James Version Bible verses, but it's beautifully illustrated. It's 500 pages, and I was wondering if you have any leads onto where to go to get a really good, for a child, you know, young children,
that
Bible verses.
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, that's, I think, a real need, because most of your major publishers like Thomas Nelson and Zondervan and all that, they've gone to publishing everything with, you know, their own copyrighted mistranslations of the scriptures. And it's hard to find good quality books like that. One place that you might want to search online, and sometimes if you find something online, you're not sure you can order it fast enough. If you find it online, you look on Amazon, sometimes you can get it really quick from Amazon. But at the Sword of the Lord, a number of our listeners are familiar with the Sword of the Lord publication. It's a Christian publication out of Tennessee, and Murfreesboro, Tennessee. But I think it's swordofthelord.com or swordofthelord.org. I'm sure I have to Google it. But that's something. I'm not really sure what all they have, but I do believe that they had some books that they had offered for children. And I'm gonna have to look into that, because that's a good thing to be aware of. I've not really looked at any of the children Bible stories book. There used to be some in the past. I remember growing up, we had some, and they were nicely illustrated, well done. And I remember seeing one of them, looking at it, and it was King James only, because that's what most people published everything in at the time. Back in the 50s and 60s, and I think when those books were published. But there are some there, but I really think that's a great area that perhaps somebody could fill a need by putting together, you know, some children's Bible stories. If they had somebody who could illustrate them nicely and put them together with King James Bible verses, and you just can't match that quality. It seems like sometimes you just get stuck with these mistranslations of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just looking at the main authors of this particular children's Bible. It's called the Golden Children's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by Reverend somebody at the Marist College in Washington, D.C., by Dr. so-and-so at the Union Theological Seminary in New York. And then the Old Testament was written by a rabbi. And it's just, it's almost like it's ecumenical.
Yeah.
You know, like you hear about a prophecy, the one world religion. They're all in agreement. They're all agreeing on this Bible. And I'm saying, gosh, that's not what I want my...
We're running out of time here right now, but yeah, I would encourage people to look. I just tried to find Sword of the Lord, and it is swordofthelord.com, and they do have a series of books. I don't have time to go looking through there, but that might be a good start, and there could even be a number there that could be contacted, because they could... I'm trying to see if I see a number here, a telephone number. Here we are, 1-800-247-9673. That's 1-800-247-9673. If somebody wanted to call them and ask, or just go to their website, swordofthelord.com, and perhaps if they could find something. But I really think that would be a great area where... Some Bible-believing Christians could get together, put together some good children's stories from the Bible, and get somebody who could illustrate them. You know, something on the subject that I've seen that you have to be careful with some of these children's storybooks too is I've seen some that, let's just say that when you look at the creation story and you look at Adam and Eve, you don't want to be giving that to your kids. So we have to be careful with that too. But I tell you what, if somebody was to put together a book like that, I'd certainly be willing to get them on the radio and talk about it. Yeah, that would be good. Well, I hear the music there, and I think we're running out of time here today. But thanks for bringing that up, Nancy. And maybe I'll look at that, and maybe next week or something I can have some more information.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. And I want to thank you for listening here today. And just a reminder, check out East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. They're on Turney Road, right across from the high school there. You can check them out at their new website, East Coast Pizza, GarfieldHeights.com. That's East Coast Pizza, GarfieldHeights.com. Tell them you heard about them on Live with Pastor Al. You can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And thanks for joining us. Tune in again next week. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.